From the studios in Bentonville, Arkansas, you're listening to 8th & Walton's Retail Supplier Podcast. Each week, we discuss the issues facing Walmart suppliers and bring you solutions from industry experts. Visit us online at 8thandwalton.com if you have questions about today's podcast. And now your host, Jared Davis.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us again this week. You know what we're going to do today is we're going to pick up where we left off a couple of weeks ago. Our first podcast of the year was with 8th & Walton's president and CEO, Mr. Jeff Clapper. And on that podcast, Jeff explained what 8th & Walton is and how we support Walmart suppliers every week. So what we're going to do over the next few podcasts is we're going to take a couple of shows to really deep dive on each of the three areas where we work with Walmart suppliers. We're going to explain our full service support. We'll take one show to talk about our custom advisory, custom training. But today what we want to do is talk about the area that 8th & Walton is probably most known for, and that's Walmart supplier classes. You can get live, interactive Walmart supplier training where you're sitting right now. As a matter of fact, I've got a link out in our podcast description where you can click and check out our updated class schedule and really learn about some of the classes that you're going to hear about on today's show. I could tell you about this all day, but I know that you would rather hear it from the experts, which is why they are joining me on today's podcast. We've got three members today from our Walmart supplier education team. And first up is 8th & Walton's Director of Supplier Education, Ms. Marie Clapper. Glad you're here, Marie.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
We also have our operations manager, usually the first person you'll speak with from 8th & Walton, Ms. Adela Rojas. Hey, Adela.
Hi, Jared. Thank you for having me here.
And back on the podcast, our director of Canada's Retail Link Insights, joining us from our Canadian office, Ms. Heather Reed. Great to have you here, Heather.
Thanks, Jared. Great to be here as well.
I tell you what, Marie, let's start with you and talk about some of the actual classes. What classes do we have for Walmart suppliers?
We have a series of classes on Retail Link. We have them available both for those suppliers selling to Walmart in the United States and to those selling in Canada. We have a suite of classes on supply chain, everything from replenishment to OTIF to SQEP. And we've launched three classes on Item 360, which is a really good example of how we are aware of what the suppliers need and providing them with that right away.
And Marie, if I could add to that, up here in Canada, we've got Retail Link 1, 2, and 3, which talks about basics. We learn about the basics of Retail Link, then we have the decision support, and then analytics, where we're getting that much deeper into the reporting and saying, hey, what do the numbers mean? What does the data say to us? What are the next steps I have to take? We also have supply chains, demand, fulfillment, and on time in full, just to learn all about the different things with on time. It is different than the U.S., and both of the supply chain and the Retail Link classes are different. They're customized to Canada, which makes it that much more unique. And the other classes that I want to speak to are accounting. And the accounting class, I think, is great because we dive into not only just Retail Link, but also understanding what does the deductions mean? What are the different portals that Walmart wants me to go into? But the main keys to that is also understanding what a deduction is. And those two key takeaways are the division and stores. And once you know what the division and the store is, it'll take you on the pathway that you want to go to. And just another class that we're really excited to announce up here in Canada that's coming is e-commerce. So we're finally able to offer e-commerce. We learn all about the difference between the blue site and the green site. And we're going to get into the platform. One of our other colleagues, Tiffany, is going to be helping us with that and getting into that platform, making sure we're set up okay online, and then doing the e-commerce report at the end, where we're going to be able to see, is my customer, my end customer, are they buying it pick up from the store, or are they getting it delivered to home?
You know, you touched on this a little bit, Heather, but probably one of the things that the U.S. and Canada have in common is that the most popular classes that we offer to Walmart suppliers are our Retail Link classes. Now, you did a great job of deep diving on Retail Link for Canada, but Adela, we've got three levels of Retail Link classes for U.S. suppliers. How do the three classes kind of break out?
So we have Retail Link 1, the basics, and this is just like the name says, is the basics of Retail Link, and is perfect for suppliers that are starting with Walmart or they are new to the role. Then we have Retailing 2, Decision Support, DSS. And in this class, you will learn how to run reports. You will run different reports, sales and supply chain reports in this class. Then we have number 3, Advanced Decision Support, DSS. In this class, you will not only run more complex reports, you will also analyze the data, and you will also learn how to communicate the insights that you have from the data to your buyer or your replenishment manager.
I've got a link out in our podcast description to our class schedule, and you'll find everything out there from Walmart item setup to accounting and e-commerce, supply chain, OTIF, Retail Link, of course. But let's talk about the class environment itself. We have got Walmart suppliers listening who may have never taken an online class. Marie, tell us about the 8th and Walton instructors and how they host classes.
Our instructors, Jared, have a wealth of experience. Many of them have worked with Walmart, and many of them also have been Walmart suppliers, so their knowledge is deep and broad. For our part, we like to be sure that the people who are in a class are getting excellent attention. And for that reason, we like to keep our Zoom classes small. This is not going to be a class that's attended by dozens of people. This will be, at the very most, 10 students in a Zoom presentation. We've worked really hard to prepare our lessons strictly for Zoom, but we have an advantage here, Jared, in that we have been using Zoom for years. Our classes had been in person and live on Zoom. Now, of course, everyone's familiar with Zoom and we're up and running for it.
Yeah, so Zoom, I've been actually training on Zoom since 2016. And one of the biggest things that I feel that our suppliers may have a little bit concerned still today is, you know, does my Zoom work okay? Is my environment okay? I've got kids in the background. I've got the dog barking, you know, so that sort of thing is where we want to like make you feel at ease. Everybody has that going on right now. And the biggest thing that we can do to help you if you're concerned about, you know, taking a class with us is to actually set up a meeting with us. And it could be me, it could be one of our other instructors, and do a test run, you know, and that test run can be, let's check your audio, let's check your internet, let's check your webcam. And for me, the main thing about the webcam is the fact that I can see you, we can interact. I'm not just talking as an instructor to a blank screen. I can see when I need to pause, I can see when you need a break, and we can have a real conversation about what might be going on with the actual steps you're taking when you're using Retail Link. So that's going to be the key thing. And we'll set it up at a time that works for you, 10, 15 minutes, and we'll make sure that, you know, you're all at ease and you have access. And the main thing, I guess I would say, just to kind of wrap this up, there's 4 main takeaways here. 1, good internet. 2, excellent audio. 3, your webcam. And then 4, Retail Link access.
Well, I want to go back to that point, Heather, that you made about Walmart suppliers being able to test their connection, meet the instructor before they even purchase a class. Adela, I know you work with Walmart suppliers on this quite a bit. If they're interested in setting up a time to test their connection and meet an instructor, what is it they need to do?
The only thing they have to do is just go to our site, start a chat. We have a chat box in all our class pages. Let us know that you need to meet with the instructor or you need to test a connection and we'll make it happen.
Now, Adela, I know you get this question quite a bit from Walmart suppliers because when they purchase a suite of classes, like we have a Retail Link suite or a supply chain suite, I know we've got the Item 360 suite, that's 3 classes and you give them a 10% discount. But how does that discount work with classes outside of suites?
So when you purchase 3 individual classes, and I say individual because our suites already have 10% applied on the price, or if you buy 1 class for 3 different team members, that's when you're going to get the 10% discount.
All right. Excellent information today. Thank you so much, Marie, Adela, and Heather, for all the great insight. Hey, if you're a Walmart supplier and you have any questions or you'd like to see our upcoming class schedule for the U.S. and Canada, please check us out at 8thandwalton.com. We'll talk to you again soon.